Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Human flesh takes over too much. We forget our identity. We forget who really we are. We're not natural people. We are extraordinary people. Do not let your weakness to alter down God's power. God is not weak. You may be weak, but God is not weak. God is strong. Hallelujah. Say, God is strong. And he loves me, he will answer me. What does it mean to be loved? When somebody truly loves you, he will do anything for you. This is the love of God, that God sent his son. And he gave up his life so you can have yours. Here is an announcement. You have no excuse. You are all qualified to receive a miracle because Jesus paid it all. Give God the impossible, the unthinkable, and keep trusting him, keep believing in him, and let him do it. We usually do two obvious things. When are you ever giving God the impossible? Many times I've heard testimonies that have blown my mind to people who could not buy a house. They buy a house. Sometimes it looks so normal when a miracle is represented. But if you knew them before the miracle, if you knew these women and men before the miracle, the situation they are in, and how now God has blessed them. Human beings love to celebrate success, and they don't want to separate the process to success. Yeah, you can just close the door completely. They don't want to celebrate the process. If you can start celebrating the process, I'm not saying you should celebrate poverty, lack, sickness. I'm just saying, celebrate what is coming. Did you hear what I'm saying? Celebrate what is coming. What does it mean? See an answer where there is no answer. See a no provision, a healing where healing. God showed me something very powerful this week. Because I've met too many people of different religion. And I've never paid attention to about it, Adam. And most people with different religion, they all claim God answered them. The Hindu claim that they prayed to their God and they received an answer. The Buddhist, the Muslim, extra, they claim, right? This is somehow God answered them. You've heard people say that they prayed and something answered. It's not spirituality of prayer. It's the mentality they have toward that statue. They believe that statue can help them, the Hindus. They believe with their heart. Because of their mental state, is able to cause through the mind to create an answer. Because as a man thinketh, so he is. They believe that if they do something out of destruction, there will be destruction in their family and they take place. They believe that when they look at certain an idol, there will be protection and they get protected. We know there's a demonic involved, right? In all these things. But the most important thing that causes these things to happen is the mental status. Now, as a man thinketh, so easy. Now, how much you don't just use your mental status and the power of the mind, you have the living God that created the mind, who is able to create a new mind and a new miracles living inside you, and you worship him, and he's your friend, and he's your God. How much more answers, how much more miracles can you receive? How powerful is that? And I said, wow, Lord, that's so deep, Allah. That's so deep, the power of consistency, meditation produces results for them, including yoga. When they meditate on it, they say, focus on this continuously every day, focus on the same thing, and they receive answers. It's not God answering them, it's the mind. But how much more you don't just use the mind, you have a relationship with God of the mind. You have a relationship with a living God that can perform signs and wonders. You know what it means when you say a miracle? Today's miracle, Camilla, has been altered down, that word. That's why people don't come to miracle services. A miracle, it is unnatural and scientifically beyond science, beyond natural, beyond anything you can ever imagine. Then God creates it. Like when I was in Phoenix, Arizona, at my friend's church, Antoine, I had 3 days there preaching. And there was one man that got slain by God's power. Then God says, again, be slain. Then again, three times. He fell under the power of God. I didn't know why the Holy Spirit keeps. And this man comes the following day. He told me that the other left eye, it was a glass eye. It was a fake artificial eye. It was not seeing, it was just making him to look good. While he's working in the morning, that eye started shedding tears. Tears started coming out of that eye. Then he works in a restaurant. He didn't know what to do. He gave an excuse, I want to go to the restroom. He sees the eye started to cry and cry and cry, and the other eye was crying. And it's because the onion had gone into the eyes. Both eyes. As he continues to check, it can see. He didn't know what to do. He called for a sick. He just told his superior that I've just fallen sick. Then he calls his wife, say, come and pick me up, I'm sick. Then when they are in the car, he said, I'm not sick. It's just that I'm in the shock. And I can't, it was a chef. I said, I can't cook because I am in the shock. I can't cook. Then he comes to the meeting. He told us a story. Actually, there was a man called John who was driving me. There was another John, but now he's in Liberia. John is the one, he had a very interesting story. Very great guy. I'm thankful to him. Very protective. Traveled with him all over the place. So John, he says to me, he used to call me, Apostle Prophet, this is what he used to call me. He's a funny guy. He says, Apostle Prophet, that's what he used to call me. Very funny, he talked very weird. Then I said, why do you call me with two titles? He says, I don't know. Sometimes I see you operating apostolically, sometimes prophet. I don't really know you really in terms of a title. I'm always confused. And the guy has been with me for 3 years, he's still confused. He says, there are times like you, there are times you have 100% no gifts. There are times like you have no gifts. I don't see you apostle, I don't see you prophet. You're just Gershom Sikala, like no gift, powerless. You know, then suddenly you're like this lion, and then suddenly you're giving the words, and I don't know you. Literally, he's a funny guy. If you know who I'm talking about, his name is John Rice. He's a crazy guy, but very good-hearted. He drove me everywhere. I'm thankful for him. Then he says, this is what he went to the guy. I was in the green room. Then he went, he caught this guy by the side. He said, you know, we don't play games. He started to threaten the guy who said he got healed. He says, you know, we don't play games. Your miracle is really has messed me up. He said, tell me the truth. What happened? Then quietly, I said, I had opened my iPhone one secretly and I started filming them. Wow, they are arguing. I said, so I was doing like that. So I have a video actually for that. One of these days, we'll show you. Wow, they are arguing. I took all the conversation. He says, the same thing you are asking me, my wife is also messed up. I married my wife without telling her I had a fake eye because I thought she's not going to marry me. So I have a big problem with my wife. The only evidence I can tell you is the doctor in France. I called him. The doctor says, no way. I'm the one who operated your eye. I'm the one who put that. There's no way. You are delusional. He says, no, I can see. So they sent all the paperwork and it was proven that it's true. He was an accident in 1980. Then, God is amazing. When I invited him to testify at church, at a conference, not only did the eye see, the glass eye turned into flesh.
Dr. Gershom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Gershom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.gershomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Gershom as he continues with today's word.
Now there was 100% no evidence that it ever existed. Perfect eyes. He was confused. The audience was confused. The preacher was confused. Everybody was confused. My assistant was confused. Everyone was confused. That's a miracle that will confuse you. I've seen miracles, but not that one. That's a miracle. That's beyond science. The doctors cannot figure out. People, God is about to do miracles that even the devil himself cannot figure it out. God is about to do miracles that even the fortune tellers, the witch doctors, will not figure out what God has done for you. It will be beyond your mind. It will be mind-blowing miracles that God is about to release in this place, even tonight. I mean, serious miracles. Oh, my goodness. God says, I'm doing all these miracles because I love you. God saw the shame of this man hiding himself from his wife for all these years as he's washing his eye. All these intimidations, what he went through, the shame that he went through, different things that he went through. And God took away the shame, restored his eye to its perfection. He gave him perfect eye. I don't know what you've been ashamed of. God is about to take away your shame. He's about to restore you, heal you, and bless you. Because why? He loves you. Why is God doing this? Because it's totally love. God is so powerful. I can tell you the love stories of God, so many of them, that God wants to do it. God is so powerful. I've seen all sorts of miracles in my life that have been always mind-blowing. Some of them I cannot even share. Some of them are just too intimate between God and those people that I can't even share most of those miracles. So many supernatural miracles that took place. There was a woman called Michelle. She's on my Facebook. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she has given me permission to share sometimes. Many times she shared it. She was dying, like dying. You know, when somebody is dying, right? The doctors have given up on her for many, many, many years. How do you pronounce this one? Adam, how do you pronounce this one? Oh, Monique, you can come and pronounce this one. This one. What's her name? Michelle Shalopat. You know, she was like, her testimony is mind-blowing. She was like, the doctors had given up on her. Everybody had given up on her. She was on heavy medication, all kinds of medication. She was like dying. And I was in Africa then. She calls me. So somebody gave her my name. And she sent me a message on Facebook. She said, I'm dying. Before I die, when can you come to Africa? So when can you come to America and heal me? Then I said, I'll be there in 1 month. Just hold on. So I arrived and I was holding a meeting in Anaheim called the Fire Night with a friend of mine called Grace William. God bless her. We had a lot of fun with her. God bless her. So we were having this wonderful meetings in Anaheim, California, once a month, Friday. Amazing miracles. She came. She's Catholic, wonderful Catholic woman. She comes, somebody brought her. I still have a video. Now that we have this, one of these days, if I know what I'm preaching, I can even prepare videos. That can look so cool. But I'm not into that, but I'll try one day. So she comes. I just said, touch. The power of God came upon her, and again. And again, I didn't even know who she was because I've never met her. Then afterwards, she said, I feel the fire of God. I feel something has left me and the pain has left. Then I said, she said, I'm the one, Michelle. I've made it to the meeting. I said, you are healed now. She comes next month with a report. Everything that was positive, that was wrong, the doctor gave her negative, negative. You are of no sickness. Healed. I have her email, detailed email. Even now she's watching. She always watches she's in Florida. She watches. She can even, Michelle, I'd like you to post on what for your past miracle. She will post it and confirm it. This has been years. That is creative, people. Our doctors can understand her and every kind of. Then one more miracle that happened, how much God loves you and how much God wants to perform a healing and a miracle for you because he loves you. There was a man, this couple, they loved me so much in Sinaloa. Every time I went up there to the mountain, they were always, took me out, took me to the best restaurant, you know, old couple, but they were like amazing. They took me out. Everywhere. And one day, when I went back there, I found the man was on the wheelchair. Because I used to go there once a year. He was on the wheelchair. He told me, he said, I have all kinds of things. I have diabetes. I have this. I have stroke. I have this. All kinds of things. He said, I can't walk. But he said, because it's you, I don't care what I was having. I wanted to come to the meeting. They said, I didn't want, even if I was dying on bed, I was still going to come. So we laughed with his wife. I said, glad you brought him. He says, yeah, he told me, he said, he was not feeling well, but he says, take me to Gershom's meeting. I'm going there. I know I'm in pain, but I'm going there. The first day I prayed for him, Jesus walked in the room, but now miracles happened, really. Then I was wondering what happened. How can Jesus show up? No miracle showing up. The second day also, a lot of people got healed, but he didn't get healed. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the last day. I was looking for the man on the wheelchair. I couldn't find him because he was transformed, was putting on his, he's a good dresser. He was putting on the best suit, the white shirt. You know, the conservative New Yorker white conservative smart. You know the way they dress. Very, very, he's a very like upscale man. He was a very wealthy man. So he had a very expensive suit and everything else. So what happened that day? He came with his doctor, his personal doctor. Because he called his doctor, I'm not coming on Monday for physiotherapy and all these other things. He said, I'm canceling them. He says, when? He says, I'm canceling all of them. He said, what about your drugs? He said, everything, I'm canceling them. I don't have any problem. Then he said, as I'm talking right now, I can walk. I can even learn. Then the doctor said, where are you? Where is that church? I'm coming. So the doctor came to have a service in that church. He was not part of it. He was not Christian, but he just said, I'm coming. Then he told me privately, he said, do you know how much money I've been making? You have made me lose $70,000. $70,000. I'm not happy about it, but I'm happy my patient is good. But you just costed me this. You know, he was kind of complaining and happy at the same time, but he was real, you know? Then I asked him, I said, what happened? He said, I was healed. I did not even know it. Not until I decided to go to the restroom, I found myself, I didn't need my wife for assistance. Then I checked myself. I didn't have pain. Then I went myself and made myself a cup of coffee. No pain. Then I took a shower. No pain. Now I drove the car coming. I drove my wife. I even opened the door for my wife. Jesus. Say, Jesus. Say, I'm next online. You may not be sick like this man. We may not need healing for diabetes. We may not need healing for stroke. Or we may not need healing for this. But there are certain areas of your life that you believe in God for. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's salvation. Maybe it's promotion. Maybe it's a job. People do not understand the anointing that God has given us. Here. He has given us something mind-blowing. I know we are very casual here. We don't take it so serious or try to imprison anybody to come. We say, come as you desire to come. Sometimes people think it's weakness. It's because I know who I am in God, and I know what I carry, and I know what I've seen, and I know what I saw this week, what I shared to Monique. We have the real power. And I'm telling you, together, we put our faith together. Nothing will shake us. We'll shake this earth. I'm not just saying shaking California. We will shake the world. The world is going to shake and tremble at the move of the power of the Holy Spirit. God is so powerful. Then this same lady, Michelle, she brought another Catholic. I love Catholics. They have faith. I invite all the Catholics to be coming here. They are the best when it comes to faith. Invited another Catholic. She said, my friend was healed. I also have been diagnosed by cancer. Can I be healed as well? She said, simple like that. Can I be healed like that? I said, yeah, you can receive healing. And there she falls under the power of God. Then again, she falls under the power of God. She comes back next month and said, I knew I would be healed. Just like that. I knew I would be healed. I was excited. She wasn't worried for her results. She was excited to receive her results so she can come and tell me. She wasn't like, I don't know what is going to happen. No, she said, I am excited to get the results from the doctor so I can come and give it to you. So I couldn't wait. I called the doctor. I need my papers before I go to church this Friday. I need them. I need them. She kept calling, said, I need them. I'll see. And then the doctor gave her the papers and she brought it. And it was all cancer free. Simple faith. And it's all recorded, people. I can look for these videos. It's there. It's exciting. We are about to enter into even more exciting time where God is going to move on your behalf. You're going to experience the movement of God. This will be a movement of God's love. This will be a movement of God's power. Your prayers are being answered. Your prayers shall be answered. Ask big, ask impossible. When you pray, believe with your mind, believe with your heart that God is listening. This is not just a motivational, it's a life connector to your miracle. It's not something you're just getting motivated to. It's a reality of who God is. God is a God of love. And he's going to perform miracles of love. And you going to receive. Get excited to receive that $1 million. Get excited to receive that 100,000. Get excited to receive that $1 billion. Be like that Catholic lady that said, I'm excited to see the result that the doctor is going to give me so I can go and show it to my pastor. You have to say, I'm excited what God is going to do this week so I can testify next Thursday or Sunday. Be expectant. Be excited that I can't wait to see what God is going to do for me so I can go and testify and tell them the great things that God has done. Do not expect miracles or failure. Expect victory. Expect breakthrough. The problem is real, but the power of God is more real than a problem. Just as there are demons and angels, yeah, there are angels to slay your demons. Believe God, you can be free. Do not dilute your faith. Because some people say, don't take it too serious. You have to take it serious. It's life. Look at this lady. She kept calling the doctor. I need my papers because I can't wait to go and testify. I'm telling you, keep calling heaven. I can't wait to testify to my children. I can't wait to testify to my wife. I can't wait to testify to my husband. I can't wait to testify to my boss, so to your superiors, to your children, to everyone. Get excited. Get excited. I can't wait to tell my parents, my relatives, my friends. I was just telling somebody that I can't wait. I'm excited that we are moving into a good building and have freedom. I'm excited. I'm excited to be free, to pray and be free. We're no longer children of the slave. We are no longer slave to fear, like the song says. We are the child of God. What does the song say? I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am the child of God. Yes. You're no longer slaves. You are the child of God. You don't need people to dictate your time. Dictate time. Choose who you want to give your time to. Not somebody is trying to choose where you want to give time. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Glory to God. I'm excited, people, because Jesus is here. Jesus, I spoke like an Australian. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, come. Yes. It's good to testify. Okay, just wait. I need to be closer to you when you share so that we can share the mic, you know, the people online. So okay, go ahead.
I will share this healing testimony, which happened over the weekend.
Yeah, come closer. And this mic is for the people there.
So over the weekend, I was going to make it.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.